of women and we talk about selective wars.
It never stops.
So, hello. Hello. Sugarcane, what do you have to say to me?
I don't know. What about music or bras or pasta?
All of the above. So I played Astrid Gilberto for you, and we talked about this a little bit, but the audience didn't hear that she also has a lower range as you do.
Yes, she has. Yes. I grew up, I can remember this went on the radio from the 70s, this song in Norway. They were playing it a lot, this song.
Right.
But I couldn't remember the name. I never remember his name, so.
So that was Girl from Ipanema.
And, great song.
I think if you listen to her music, you'll realize that you recognize a number of her
lots
songs.
Lots of songs, yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yes, it's interesting, you know, with younger musicians too, you know, music that I grew up with that I think are standards and well known, and then there's a little bit of a generational gap. My nephew was a musician, and I was talking to him about Robert Johnson, and he just looked at me cross-eyed. He's like, Robert who? And I was like, how can you do what you do without it? Oh, you know what? I need to say something quickly. This is something about the women. My name is Kirsten. I'm hosting this week. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMBR. WMFO.
We're
in Medford, not Cambridge. Tufts Reform Radio. I wear a few DJ hats, and so I do have ties to WMBR. So sometimes I just like laughing at me, Dan. At least I didn't say it was Mark Skin Radio.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness, it's a good thing I'm a Gemini. So you've toured here in the U.S. and you've recorded, and your work is available on Bandcamp and all platforms. And this is one of my questions for you. You sing predominantly in English.
Yeah.
Do you also? You're from Norway. You knew that.
We know that.
Yes. Yes.
I'm from Sweden. She's a bit from. She's like. Swedish.
And I'm Danish. Oh. But we all live in Norway.
You live in Norway.
Yes, we do.
Now. So you speak multiple languages. Do you ever sing in Norwegian?
No. Yeah, we have a couple of really great hits in German, but no.
No. Nobody knows it. Like.
No.
But we have done a couple of tributes in Norwegian, just for the... But...
It's very quite normal to sing in English in Norway.
Yes. And also it wouldn't make any sense because, you know, our record label is located in Manhattan, in New York City, with Stevens record label, Wicked Cool Records.
Yes.
And it wouldn't make any sense, you know, to release, like, Norwegian stuff here. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would love to hear Norwegian music.
Oh, really? Oh, are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
I think so. I went to Iceland recently, and they had an Icelandic music festival, and it was Icelandic musicians singing Icelandic.
Yeah, but that's beautiful language.
That's another. Yes.
It's very, very complicated. I enjoy languages, but I had a very difficult time figuring out the pronunciation.
Yeah, it's hard.
Of different
Icelandur.
Yes.
Icelandur, yeah.
Yes, yes. So now this is a season for us. October is a season on the East Coast, and we embrace it. We embrace, everywhere you look, you see leaves falling down, and we have Halloween. So
we've seen that. We have seen that.
Yes, Halloween is also very big in Norway.
How so? Yeah. Like, is it dark? Is there a lot of scariness?
We just have that one day, though. You guys have like a month of decorating houses and doing stuff. We just have that one weekend or that one day people do the trick and treat. But when we grew up, it was not a thing. It was just a thing that we saw in American movies. But it's kind of like the last 20 years. It's more and more now. Every kid in Scandinavia is like looking forward to dressing up for Halloween and
going trick or treat.
It's not too bad.
Yes, in my neighborhood, I live in an urban area, Somerville, very close to the theater. Yeah. And so we're really working to decorate our houses and be outside with candy from when it gets dark, about 5 p.m. to 6:30, get the younger kids to make sure that we have candy. And one of my neighbors said, well, if I do that and I don't get trick-or-treaters, then I have a lot of leftover Halloween candy.
Oh.
And I was like, well, here's my front porch.
Just also, I know some girls in Norway.
I have their address. Sugar, exactly.
Yeah. We were saying that in the audience when your name was announced. Yeah. Somebody behind me said, what was that again? And we were like, sugar, like candy, sweetness.
Yes, I should throw away candy for everybody, like sugar.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I should. Yes, people remember my name then.
Then I will throw away rockets.
And smash, smash, smash.
Sledgehammers.
But you'll be smiling while you do it.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I'm going to smash you. Here's a smile.
So I'm going to go from right to left. What is something that you want to take home from your tour here? Like, you're like, oh, I can't wait to go to the United States and I'm going to buy this product or buy this. Do you have any favorites?
Let me think. That was a hard one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Because what you buy in the States, you just generally drink.
Yes. I drink and eat everything I want, and I don't drink anything.
It's going home with you internally.
Yeah, I think In all countries, it's like that. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm maybe the one who brings at least nothing at all.
Yeah. What about you, Rocket Queen?
I'm going to try to get a hold of some chewing tobacco for my boyfriend.
Oh.
He sent me a picture, but I've got no idea.
I think New York, you'll have a good New chance, York. Don't you think, Dan?
Oh,
probably not in Massachusetts, though. It's a bit more strict here, I think.
Yeah, but we can look it up and see if it's around.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
He's getting me back.
What is in your suitcase?
No, I think I'll get some ginger tea. Stevie has got some his own
edition. I love that tea.
Yeah, and we got some tea when we were here before. So probably
it's so
one
good
of those
for
cans.
The throat.
Yeah.
With honey.
Yeah.
That's
perfect. I forgot to tell you that I brought one of those for you.
You did. Yeah. Thank you. And then maybe some elderberry gummies.
Oh,
those are good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the big reds.
The big red ones.
It's good for the immune liquor system. Recently in a little cocktail. It was elderberry liquor with Prosecco and some sparkling water.
Now we're talking.
Yes. And so my friend made it. So I went to the place where he had purchased it and they no longer carry it.
Oh, no.
So I put in a request.
Right.
It happens to be the place I work, so my request might carry weight.
But it sounds healthy.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Liquor's always good for you.
Yes. Smash, what's in your suitcase?
I promised my boyfriend to buy him a bourbon, and I did that last year too, I have to find that.
Do you have one in mind?
No. Do you have a recommendation?
I'll have to think about it for a moment, but we have a really good place. It's just down Broadway, so I'll make sure you know where that is.
Perfect.
Yes, I think I'm a fan of Whistle Pig.
Whistle Pig.
I don't drink it.
I think maybe Whistle Pig.
Okay.
Plus, it's got a fun name.
Yeah. Very fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, Vega, what's in your suitcase?
I don't have children myself, but I have I'm like aunt to a lot of children that are not really my aunts.
My
friends.
Me
it's
too.
My friends.
Yes.
Maybe so. I'm gonna buy them Christmas presents. A lot of Christmas, like T-shirt or socks and those kind of stuff. So yeah.
Okay. When I travel, one of the things that I get, it's a little odd, I love to get toothpaste from other countries because it's in that language. So I come home and I'm doing something boring like brushing my teeth, but my toothpaste is in French or Icelandic or Spanish. And so it's just an everyday item.
I wish we'd known. We would have brought you some.
Next time.
Next time, honey.
Okay, well, in our conversations, Stein, Rocket Queen, you mentioned some of your influences. And so I'm going to start here with some Blondie.
Okay.
So let me pull in some music and then we'll come back on mic after this set.
You look good in blue. If it's all right with you,
could give you some head and shoulders to lie on. You look good in blue. I know what you mean when you say you've seen the end. Someone like you. If it's alright with you, I could give you some head and shoulders to lie on. Throw your weight on me, baby. Don't complain on me, baby. Escaping me, next to me. Good in blue. It matches your skin, your eyes dripping with pain. If it's alright with you, I could give you some head and shoulders to lie on. Yes, I could give you some head and shoulders to lie on.
by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song. I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me, yeah, me.
Thank you.
walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. The night was so exciting, the smile was so inviting. Then he touched my cheek, with his fingertips.
Okay, I am going to announce what I just played and then bring my friends back on mic because I have a specific request by Hope actually. And so it made me think I really want to hear more about the recordings past, present, and future. So I started out with Blondie, Look Good in Blue. That's from Blondie. I don't know. I love that song so much. I also love the color blue, so kind of have an affinity to that. Cocktail Slippers, Give It to Me from Mastermind. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Love Rock and Roll. That was Bootleg Dan's request. And yeah, we love rock and roll. Cocktail Slippers, Back Again, Heard You Got a Thing for Me from St. Valentine's Day Massacre. And that just made me think of the Shangri-Las. And Stein had mentioned that Shangri-Las were an influence. And so remember Walking in the Sand, Best of the Shangri-Las. And let me bring my friends on mic here. And, you know, I mentioned that I work in a pasta shop. And so there are different holidays. You're experiencing Halloween right now. And so we have this holiday, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And so Valentine's Day is a thing, and then people do special things. But then you combine that with the movie Lady and the Tramp. Do you ever see that? Mm-hmm. And the two dogs go when they have a romantic pasta dinner. So now all these people that forgot to make reservations, they decide, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get pasta for two, a bottle of wine, and it's going to be romantic. Well, what that means for me in the pasta shop is that I've got a line out the door and down the street, and everybody wants two servings of pasta, not a full pound, because a serving of pasta is a third, so two-thirds of a pound of pasta, and it goes on forever. So when I saw that your recording was titled St. Valentine's Day Massacre, it's like, yes!
Yes.
I relate.
Perfect for you.
Perfect for me.
Yes.
So we played off of a couple of your recordings, Mastermind, St. Valentine's Day Massacre. I'm going to be playing from, it's Shout Out, right?
Shout it out loud.
Yeah. So tell us all a little bit about your recordings and the history of your recordings. Mm-hmm. And
well, I mean, it's the first album, which is Rocket, which you haven't played any songs from, I think. That was way back. It was 2001, I think.
Yes.
We did that one, recorded in Oslo, Norway, and then Mastermind was actually recorded in a barn outside of Oslo. I don't remember when that was, 2003 or something like that.
And was this barn like an artist retreat? Was it a place where people would normally record, or were you just in a barn?
No, it was rebuilt as a studio, but we had to climb up stairs. You know, there wasn't any staircase. You had to like climb up some stairs, like a ladder to get there, which was a little bit challenging with the, you know, guitars and stuff. But
it's kind of like WMFO.
Yeah.
We don't have an elevator. If people come in with their instruments, they...
But you do have stairs, though. You don't have stairs.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then for the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, Stevie actually came to Oslo and finished it with us in the studio. So that's was the first time that we really worked a lot with Stevie Van Zandt. He was supposed to stay for 3 days. I think he stayed for 3 weeks. So, I mean, that was the start of something really, really, really good. And then,
People Talk
also recorded in Oslo in a different studio with a different producer. And then the last album, Shout It Out Loud, that was released a couple of years ago. It was in 2021, right?
Yeah.
Also recorded in Oslo, and we were working quite a bit with Stevie on that one too. So he's co-producing a lot of the songs, and he actually wrote that song you played, the Her Together Thing, for me.
Mm-hmm.
He was, he told me, he woke up in the middle of the night and he had a song in his head. And he's like, damn, then I always have to just record it right away, because if I fall asleep thinking that I'm going to remember it the next day, I will forget. And then he did, and he came to the studio next day, and he had like this little recording of it, and then we did it in like one day. So
that's brilliant, because we do have ideas in the middle of the night, and they do. They just kind of dissipate with the morning fog.
Right.
They just go away.
Yep.
And you think, wow, I had this idea. Where did it go?
Yeah, and it was brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then what do you have going on in the future? What are your next steps?
We're working on album number 6 now. We already released five songs. Two of them we just released on a 7-inch, like a small vinyl that we're bringing only on tour. So if you guys are vinyl collectors, you gotta go come see us at show to get the vinyl, because you can't buy it anywhere else. Just tell me.
No.
Those
two songs were recorded with Stevie in New York 1 year ago in his studio. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that you bring up a good point. I mean, that's the importance of going out to hear live music, is things can happen in a live setting that are not going to be found on any recording, because
right.
The recording is what it is. It's what happened in a barn or
right.
in a studio or however that happened. But I mean, we also hope jump up on the bar. I didn't see how you got up there. I just saw that you were there. And of course, I mean, the synergy between the musicians and the energy and people's response to your music is so authentic in the setting. And so it's so important to go to live shows. You really packed the burn last night.
Yeah.
That was really
sold
just
out.
Fantastic.
Sold out on them some.
Seeing so many other musicians supporting you, and then people who, you know, haven't seen at the Burn before. So
right.
you brought in just a really amazing, amazing audience. It was really a special event. Hope, you made a song request.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably She Devil.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the title track of our last record.
Mm-hmm.
It's about things we often hear.
Okay.
As girls
yes.
in a band.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Interesting. We have those conversations so often.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my neighborhood right now, we're having some conversations about that. And, you know, out of context, it doesn't make sense, because I think sometimes we hear comments more often in our day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
And people that we work with or people we interact with, and not necessarily strangers on the street. I mean, occasionally we get a catcall, and that's up for debate. But it's the people sometimes who are closest to us who say the things that can be most hurtful just based on who we are. So, I'm very excited to hear this. So I'm going to pull this up, and it'll take me just a moment. But let me turn off the mics and turn on some music.
Now hear me. Oh, that bass line.
you to think about is Adam and Eve. And who ate that apple first? Mm-hmm. Now, if rock and roll is the devil's music, then it follows that a woman playing rock and roll on stage is nothing less than a she-devil.
Okay, that was She Devil in parentheses, shout it out loud. Whoops, hold on 1 second. And I'm going to play some of our local heroes for my guests here, starting with Juliana Hatfield.
Getting free, you know.
Okay, that clearly was not Julianne Hatfield. That was Girl with the Hawk, and that was Share It All. I am going to play Julianne Hatfield. And I think I'll get two more of our local musicians in, and then I know that we have a request by Dan for The Sins, who will be out there touring with you all. So let me get a couple more songs in, starting with Julianne Hatfield, and then we'll take it from there. How does that sound?
Maybe it would be too.
Okay, so I'm putting everybody's mics on. These are some of our local heroes here in the Boston, Cambridge, Somerville area. So starting off with Grow the Hawk, Share It All. That is a new release from 2024. Juliana Hatfield, who is seen just walking the streets of Cambridge. I mean, it's just like our local celebrity. That was Impossible Song from Pussycat. Letters to Cleo, co-pilot from the recording Go. That's back from 1997. So, as I mentioned, when I first moved here in 1986, I was going out to all these clubs, and the Phoenix was there, and we would look up in the Phoenix all the shows that were up, and Letters to Cleo were always there. So, those are, I hope you enjoyed our little local music.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Set. Sugar, do you mind if Dan takes your microphone, because he's going to tell us about the tour. What are the different venues and locations and dates and bands? And it's really ambitious. I mean, I hope you all brought your vitamins and stay hydrated and get sleep.
No, this is nothing. I mean, we have days off this time. You know, usually we don't have days off.
Really?
Keep on going.
Really? And you were all partying last night.
Well,
I couldn't keep up with it.
Oh, really?
We're Norwegians, you know. We're Vikings.
Vikings,
yeah. Exactly. And you had barbecue? So you had food at the Burn and you had barbecue in the same day? Oh my goodness, you're getting the good food. Okay, Dan, what is the schedule?
All right, here we go. Hey, I just want to thank everybody here at WMF. Everybody is playing all this great music. Thank you, Krista, for having the Cocktail Slippers. Working with the Cocktail Slippers is so much fun. This is my second year doing it, and I feel it's like family.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm having so much fun. Anyway, we're at the Bayside Bowl tonight in Portland, Maine, with Stupidity, the Cocktail Slippers, Tiger Bomb, and Muck and the Myers. Talk about a slamming bill.
That's great.
Tickets are selling fast. Get there. Show starts at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we're in the Music Room in Yarmouth, down at the Cape, playing, again, Cocktail Slippers and Stupidity, and Stop Calling Me Frank. They've been around for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And they're having so much fun. They can't wait to play with them. And then on Tuesday, we're going to Cafe 9 in New Haven. Both the Cocktail Slippers and the Stupidity have played there before. My first tour with Stupidity was at Cafe 9. So we're looking forward to that. And they're playing with the Sins. Everybody knows I manage the Sins. So we're going to be playing a song by Sins very soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Tune in. So, and then from there, I'm going down to New York with the Cocktail Slippers to celebrate Halloween in New York and go to the...
Oh, baby, you're in for a treat.
And maybe that's where you'll find the chewing tobacco.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So then Friday, November 1st, we're going to be at Randy's Cave, Stupidity and the Cocktail Slippers. It's a great record store in Jersey who's got a performance face. Randy's been around for a long time. And he will rock the place. Saturday night, this is huge. This is big. It's selling quick. The Parkside Lounge on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. The Cocktail Slippers are going to tear it up. They were in town a year ago, but this club will blow you away with Stupidity. The Sins are playing. Palmyra Del Rey. Crystal Blue is spinning that night. With my good friend Kip Elberg, who I'm co-promoting this show with. So be there. Again, tickets are selling very quickly. So get there and party hard because it's going to be from 7 till 4 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So, and then to finish it off, we're going to be up at Drew's Place, a great place in the woods up in Jersey, Stupidity and the Cocktail Slippers. And I can't wait. This is, you know, I was last night, a couple guys came up to me and goes, "You're touring with the Cocktail Slippers. How did you manage that?" I said, "Hey, I'm just a lucky guy. What can I tell you?"
Yes, it's just, that's a phenomenal tour.
Yes, yes. It is.
Yes. And you'll get to see so much of the East Coast, and this is a beautiful time to be here. It's really the perfect time. And you're getting to see all these areas that are quintessential to
and the oysters. Oh my
the
god.
The oysters. Oysters and lobster and yes. Okay, left to right, Vega, Smash, Hope, Rocket Queen, Sugar, thank you so much for coming on air with me. That was a phenomenal show, and the music was just fantastic. The energy in the room was amazing. The energy in this room is amazing. It's really, really appreciate you being here, because I know you were all up late last night and you're going to hit the road from here.
Yeah, we're going to Portland, straight from here to Portland.
Yeah.
And then Cape Cod tomorrow. That's going to be a blast. Yeah. We've never been there before, Rhode Island.
This is Cape what we Cod. Do. So I'm putting my arm up for all you out in the radio audience, as we do in Massachusetts. This is what we do for Cape Cod. Yeah. And this is Buzzards Bay. And this is P-Town.
Yeah.
This is the National Seashore. Oh. And then you just say, like, this is the bay and this is the ocean side. And so that's how we just carry around our own Cape Cod map with us wherever we go.
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone has their favorite places. Like people, Truro is right here. Or Eastham is here. Or Dennis is here.
So if you worked out a while, you can like show your arms.
Oh, you can show your guns. Yes.
Oh, that's a great tattoo right here.
Right
here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to have that tattoo now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Cape Cod tattoo all over my arm.
I'm going to write the map.
Yeah.
Oh, my hand. Both sides.
And this is the beauty of this. Now you're going to have another topic to talk about for hours at a time. It never gets old. It really never gets old. So I'm going to play something by The Sins. And if I have time, then I'll throw in one more song by The Cocktail Slippers, who have graciously come on mic with me. So appreciate having you at the Burren. And if anyone is in any of those areas, please go out and hear them. If you're not, go there, because there are people who are following this band around. Fish has nothing on you. You got a cult following.
Get off your couch go out and rock and
roll. Yes.
No. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Okay. Let me get this song lined up. And thank you all for tuning in for Something About the Women on WMFR.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I look in your eyes. to my